Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, you know how much I love having Andrea here. And the fact that we just spent the last, 15 minutes dishing over how much we miss food shows on the Food Network together.
And eating crack.
Wait, hold on. You are talking about her truffles, right?
What did you think I was talking about, Jeremy?
Talking about the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9.
Right.
Supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy, as always, with me tonight, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright.
This is really good crack. Best crack I've had all day.
I swear, we will clarify exactly what crack he's talking about, because we've got Andrea from Andrea's Truffles on the program. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
God, I love having you in the studio. You're just a ball of energy on a Friday night.
And then I drink the beer so I can mellow out.
Yeah, still, your truffles are amazing, but the crack you make at home is just, it's incomparable.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
What do you put in your crack that's so good?
You know, we use really good French chocolate in it, and milk chocolate, and then we use a French wafer cookie, feuilletine, and then we mix it together.
Wafer thin? Is it wafer thin?
It is wafer thin, and then in the milk chocolate one, we put some candied pecans on it, and then some little biscuit-type cookies in there. And
No wonder you call this stuff crack. It totally is.
Yeah. I could eat a whole bag of this.
Well, we got a whole spread of it tonight, because our guest of honor, not only just Andrea, but we also got Eric here from Los Coronado. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm here for the crack.
Apparently we're all just here for Andrea's crack. Funny how everything is all paired up with our first drink tonight. It actually happens to go with Andrea's crack. There's a larger theme tonight about the program. We have you here for that, Eric. Next Friday, you're doing something called Play on the Bay at Los Coronado. And what is Play on the Bay?
It is our annual fundraiser. This is our third annual fundraiser. And basically, we're just throwing a party to raise some money for local schools in the San Diego area. The last 2 years, we've donated $115,000 to local schools, and we're looking to up that money a little bit more.
Excellent.
It's really cool, because if you don't know, Los Coronado is like one of the best kept getaway secrets in San Diego.
It is such a close getaway, and it is amazing.
And this event, you're actually highlighting a lot of local vendors. You got beer with Mike Hess Brewing. You're doing a gelato from Gelato Paradiso. You've got You and Yours Distilling. You've made a custom craft vodka we're going to have a cocktail later on. And then, of course, you've got Andrew from Andrew's Truffles, who brings you amazing chocolate like this crack. which means we probably need to get into our first beer. Since you're doing a pairing with the Hess Boys, you've got a whole slew of Hess beers here, and you've laid out an entire sampling for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Ken, what beer are we starting the program off with tonight?
We're starting the beer with Steel Beach American Craft Lager by Mike Hess Brewing.
Oh, so basically, American Craft Lager, this is the craft brewing's response to the big lagers of the world, except this is done on a much smaller scale with a lot more flavor and a lot more attention to detail.
I killed it all by myself.
Apparently, now that you've shotgunned your beer, you need to taste the chocolate that goes with it, which is the crack that we had started the program off with. Did you eat all that too?
Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you, Eric. Eric gave me some more.
I always have extra crack.
This is so aptly named, Andrea.
I know. We couldn't help it when we were naming it. And some people were like, no, we shouldn't name it this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're naming it. Mm. So, and it just goes so great with the lager. It's the lager. This is like a refreshing. And then the milk chocolate kind of gives it a little bit of depth.
But it's still light. It's not like a milk chocolate that sits on your tongue and gets heavy.
This is the French wafers. This is
a perfect pairing.
It's all about texture. It's so good.
Pairings like this are things we can find at Play on the Bay, right?
Absolutely. We're going to have a pretty cool chocolate table set up. We'll be pairing these Mike Hess beers with Andrew's Truffles at the event, which is going to be pretty cool, plus tons more.
All right, so we're going to get into some more pairings and how we can get tickets, where we can find you guys coming up next. But let's start off with a little bit of music to go along with this Steel Beach American Craft Lager and this amazing Andrew's Truffles crack.
Of course
we love when we get to do things for humanity.
I know. It doesn't feel good to deep down inside.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Yeah, if I can drink beer for a good cause, then I'm down for that. And tonight, a really good cause is happening a week from now. Los Coronado, Play on the Bay. That's why we have Eric here from Los Coronado and Andrew from Andrew's Truffles. You're a terrible person. You're a terrible person for making such good chocolates.
Oh, thank you. That's the best compliment I've had all day.
I love your stuff so much, it's hard to put it down, especially all the good stuff you bring. And we have another pairing. Ken, can we clear this up? Is there really a wrong way to pair beer and chocolate or beer and food?
I don't think there is, really. I mean, everybody's palate is different. Everybody's approach is different. The way I prefer to do it is I'll take a little nibble of the chocolate or the cheese. These are very fatty foods, and so let it rest on your palate and melt a little bit, and then you take a sip of the beer, take another nibble, then you just chug-a-lug away, baby, and... It's a good thing, especially with something like this. This truffle, very rich, very creamy, but also a bright flavor, and it's augmented by the malty notes in the beer just perfectly.
Eric, so if you want to try some of these amazing pairings we've got going on tonight, and now you're doing something with Gelato Paradiso.
Well, so we're making a sorbetto with lemon and rosemary grown on property, and we're pairing it in a martini glass with you and yours summer citrus vodka, which has the same lemon and rosemary, and then plus some kumquats that we grew on property. And they've done a great job with this vodka. We'll be tasting it
Stashing an orchard on Coronado Island?
You've got to come down. It's in between buildings 4 and 5 on the resort. It's a hidden gem, and there's lemon, orange, and kumquat trees growing right there on property.
And you picked these fruit yourselves,
I was
right?
on top of the
yourselves.
Ladder.
I
even took off my suit jacket to do it.
Wear a comfortable sports blazer if you're going to be harvesting fruit at a resort. Seersucker would be appropriate.
I just the images that were going through my head make me want to get to the next pairing even quicker. So what are we drinking next, Ken?
We are drinking Gratias Vienna Cream Ale from Mike Hess.
Now, cream ale, it doesn't have like lactose in it.
A cream ale is going to have a very smooth kind of malty cereal quality to it. Mm. And the Vienna style denotes that it's going to be a little darker and a little maltier than is typical. For instance, our featured beer this month is also a cream ale, but it's a much lighter one.
That's the Alesmith one, right?
That is the Alesmith Mount Crushmore, which is amazing. And this Mike Hess Grazia is also amazing. And when you pair it with this bright citrusy truffle.
This is a really interesting progression in flavor because we've gone from the American craft lager to this Vienna cream ale. And you definitely taste a lot more of the maltiness, a little more of the carameliness. What did you pair this with, Andrea, as far as truffles?
The lemon creme fraiche truffle. Mm. So it's nice and creamy and it's bright, like Ken said. And so it goes with the maltiness of the delicious grass.
Was that a little piece of candied lemon peel on the top?
Yes, it is. Mm. We candy our own lemons and hopefully we'll get a chance to use some that's in the Nectar Garden. Candy.
I'll pick some for you right away.
Awesome.
Eric, if we want to get tickets to this event next week, where do we find them at?
Eventbrite. You just log on and pull up Play on the Bay. It's pretty easy to find.
Is it just one-tier pricing? One tier gets you everything, or is there a VIP or anything like that?
It is one-tier pricing. It's $100 per ticket. 100% of it goes to local schools. We're not keeping a dime from any of the ticket sales.
Dude, that's awesome. Cheers to you, dude.
Nobel Peace Prize material right here.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more you can expect next week at Los Coronado on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Kenneth, tonight is just decadent. Absolutely
Jeremy.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with the Andrea from Andrea's Truffles. We've got Eric from Lowe's Coronado talking about what's going on next Friday night. An event that if you got $100 in your pocket, I would say is definitely worth it because Eric dropped a bomb on us in the middle of the last segment. 100% of the proceeds go to San Diego Unified School District. You were explaining off air, there is a direct line of where this money is going to.
We use our national sponsor, our national charity event, donorschoose.org. It's a great website. You can go on, you can look for projects that are in your local classrooms. You can go look at stuff that's happening back in your hometown. We choose to support San Diego because we're a member of the community. And it's really cool because the teachers create the projects and we get to fund them directly. So fully funded projects in the classrooms. Everything's from folders to soccer balls to iPads for special needs kids. It's all covered.
I imagine you have a stack of thank you letters from grateful teachers in San Diego, at least as tall as I am.
So last year we made a 12-foot wall of thank you cards from the kids.
Right there. This is what they're thirsty for. This is what we need to help out with.
Yeah, and speaking of thirsty, you can drink cocktails and give back to the community. How cool is that? This looks like something from Star Trek.
I'm actually very, very curious to try this because you made your custom vodka with you and Yours Distillery right here out of San Diego. This is, what is it called?
It's called You and Yours Summer Citrus.
This is something that came, once again, this is fruit that you have growing on premise.
It's pretty crazy. And it's really unique, too, because we have lemon trees planted right next to orange trees. They've been there for 26 years. So they've kind of mingled together for a long time.
Cross-pollination.
We got some big old fat sweet lemons growing on these trees, and it makes a very unique vodka.
That is so good. Now, this is only, the vodka itself is only something you can find either at your spot or at the distillery, right?
That's it. Two locations.
So what's the drink that you've made up here?
So this is our ode to a French 75. It's a really simple drink. It's just the summer citrus vodka, lemon juice, and a little simple syrup, and I top it with a little champagne.
Oh, there is so much happening in this that's good.
This is like a perfect Labor Day weekend cocktail.
It's drinking sunshine.
I'm not really a champagne guy, but this elevates champagne like bourbon.
I think Casey would agree with you on that.
Because bourbon and champs, that is about the only champagne that I will do other than this right here with this combination.
And there's a truffle.
So what truffle are we putting with this cocktail, Andrea?
So this is a brand new truffle that we have. It is a passion fruit truffle. And it's made with this Couverture passion fruit chocolate. And then we put some extra virgin olive oil in it, some homemade shortbread, and then we put vanilla bean in it with creme fraiche and enrobe it in milk chocolate. It's really good.
Wow.
It's something really different, and I think it goes so great with this cocktail.
There is so much going on here, and it all just blends together in one glorious explosion of goodness.
I keep going back and forth between the two, and I don't think I have enough of either. I might need more cocktail, and I might need more truffle. This is one of those things that it changes as it changes
right.
on your palate, as it warms up, as you get the cocktail, as you take your next bite. My mouth is watering. I'm drooling down my beard like a savage. What is going on here?
It's like, wait. This is like pocket full of sunshine pairing.
Oh,
these two, yeah.
We're drinking up sunshine.
Be still, my
We're
heart.
We're drinking up sunshine. Whoa.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, that would be rad.
Kenneth, get away from the chocolate table.
Sorry. Give me the chocolate, you fool.
How many pieces of chocolate have you had at this point?
Not quite enough.
But you're sitting there shaking in your chair. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, who's all...
I can't stop my foot.
He's all hopped up on chocolate right now because Andrea from Andrea's Truffles is here with Eric from Lowe's Coronado. Big event. Next Friday, you may want to check out. It is called Play on the Bay. You can get tickets at Eventbrite, 6 to 9. And here's the best part, 100%, not 25%, not 99%, 100% of the proceeds of this event go right back to San Diego Unified School Districts to do things like arts, music, teacher-led program.
Absolutely. Teachers create the projects.
Love that. And you're doing some killer pairings. Ken, what are we drinking, baby?
We are drinking an IPA that made both of our top 10 lists for National IPA Day.
Since we're in Hess, this is probably Solus.
That's right. It is, boys and girls. It is a dynamic India Pale Ale.
And if you wonder what dynamic is, they do something that I don't know of any other brewery that does this on a commercial level. They change the recipe of the IPA every single time they release it.
Yeah, you get a surprise every time, and it's always a pleasant one.
It's really weird. You'd think that if you have a staple beer, don't touch it. Don't touch the recipe. Don't change it. But, you know, that beer will change year to year because of how hops are seasonally grown anyways.
Well, and that's the thing. People will tell me, well, my favorite beer is this, and it's made with all, you know, say Nelson hops or whatever. But, you know, that crop changes from year to year. Availability changes. Quality changes.
Depending on what it was, a rainy year or not, if they rushed the harvest on it.
So I'm all for the, hey, let's change it up.
Well, this version of it, dry, really good. I love Andrea's take on this. What did you say?
That anything goes with bacon and anything goes with the Solus.
So, and whiskey. Don't forget the whiskey.
Really, dude? Yeah. It's Friday night. Yeah. We're four drinks into this evening.
And now you're testing me.
You're going to test me on something? This is the famous bacon whiskey truffle.
Famous bacon whiskey truffle, because everything goes with bacon.
And everything goes with whiskey and Solus.
Right.
Yeah, I would have this for breakfast because the Solus is like grapefruit juice.
And you got your bacon?
And you got the bacon and you got chocolate. Bacon and chocolate are the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Well, yeah, chocolate has milk in it. Milk is from cows.
There you go.
Antioxidants. It is.
I love how we go further and further down the rabbit hole trying to justify our overindulgence of alcohol and chocolates tonight.
I think it's sound logic.
It is sound logic. It's so sound that we're going to take a break, put a couple of songs with this bacon whiskey truffle and this Solus IPA, and then come back with a double IPA.
Yes.
It is a Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Drinking with Andrew from Andrew's Tuffles, and we got Eric from Los Coronado next Friday night. Big event going on, Play on the Bay. Now, I was going to ask you this, and you brought it up just completely unprovoked off the air in that last segment. You were talking about coming to the event, and if you happen to have a good time and want to stay, plan ahead, because if you book your reservations online ahead of time, you get a discount code?
Yep. The discount code is the word play. You just type that into our special rate box on lowshotels.com, and we'll give you a special rate. You want to make this into a staycation, right? Because I already can tell that you're going to drink too much.
Well, why are you looking at me when you say that?
He's looking dead on.
Wow.
Eyeball to eyeball to Ken, man, while he's saying that. Not me, not Andrea, looking at Ken. All right, so what are we ending with, Ken?
We are ending with the Habitus Double IPA. Yes.
Now, Double IPA, you're obviously going to get more alcohol.
Yes.
Are you going to get more sweetness, more malt backbone?
Well, you know, the irony of the Double IPA is a lot of people who say they don't like IPAs, it's because that bitterness on the back end from the IBUs just gets them, and it's a hard hurdle for them to jump over. With the Double IPA, however, because of the elevated alcohol, because of the higher gravity, you're going to perceive a lot more sweetness. Alcohol isn't sweet, unless you're speaking metaphorically, but it gives you a sweetness in the aroma. So with these higher alcohol IPAs, it's going to be sweeter, it's going to be juicier, it's going to be perceived as smoother, and we're pairing it with...
This is goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
I've already gotten into it. Sorry, Andrea. I didn't mean to break your thunder, but this is your...
No, that's all good.
Now, what is this? It's just a goat cheese truffle?
Yeah, so this is a goat cheese truffle that we make, and, you know, I've been working with the Mike Hess Brewing Company for a long time, and so this is one of our favorite pairings. So it is goat cheese, made with Jackie's Jams, the peach cobbler jam.
Ooh.
And then it has toasted hazelnuts on top. And it's such a classic pairing. This is my favorite beer from Mike Hess Brewing Company for multiple reasons.
She likes to get it quick.
And I just love this beer and I love this pairing. So
this is such a spot on pairing. Anything that the hops and the alcohol that you get from the back end of that beer, as soon as you get into that truffle, as soon as you get the creaminess of that goat cheese, it all washes away into this sweet, rich milk chocolate creaminess that is just, oh, I'm gonna sit down.
Dude, there's peach jam in here.
Yes, and also these will be at the event on September
7th. Oh, my goodness.
At the chocolate table.
Could you make like an entire pie out of these truffles?
Ken, yeah, you might be onto something.
Truffle pie.
I usually think your ideas are far-fetched and asinine, but that is brilliant.
You've had a few cocktails, and I saw you drinking straight out of that you and yours bottle.
I'm the model bee, Eric J.
All right, that's fine. We're done. Eric, thank you for popping in tonight.
Oh, thanks for having
me. Good luck on your event. Play on the Bay, Los Coronado. Check out Eventbrite. And then if we want to find you guys, what's the website?
LowsHotels.com.
Right on.
You guys don't shuttle, do you? Because I think we need a ride out of this place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.